Welcome to the Small Business Podcast with David Michaels and Daniel Miller. This week, we have an exciting episode discussing cross promotions that you did not know about. But first, David, how are you doing?
Really good. I got a whiteboard for my home office, meaning the office in my home, and I got a bunch of multicolored sharp dry erase markers, and I'm using it to write like reminders and checklists and goals and financial numbers and stuff like that to keep track of for my business. So it was really cool because I feel it's more fun than just, you know, typing it out in like an Excel sheet or something. I can actually just, it's on my wall, bam, and it's multicolor, and it's my checklist of things to do before I take the product to market. So
yeah, it'd be one of those interesting things to see how much more productive people are if they have a sign like that.
Yeah, and it's colorful, it's more fun, so I want to look at it and know this mountain of work I have left to do.
Yeah, it's like having your to-do list right in your face.
It is. It is.
Well, David, the reason why I bring up today's topic is that you have a fantastic product called
Superpowers Unlimited.
And so as one of the things that you run into with that product is that you are trying to do some marketing. And you and I, we met a couple weeks ago, and we talked about some ideas that you could come up with for how to handle that, right?
Right.
And one of the things that you came up with was doing some viral videos. Well, when I was just on my way to work the other day, I was listening to the TV, and I'm sorry, I was listening to the radio, and they have a commercial for a TV show called Kick-Ass, or a movie called Kick-Ass. Mm-hmm. And the entire tagline for it is, they don't have superpowers. They're just normal people, but they're superheroes. And, well, as you know, one of the taglines for your show that I was or for your viral videos that I was pitching was, you're not a superhero, but
you can be Superpowers Unlimited. Right.
Yes. And so we're basically having a cross promotion from that, which basically is what I wanted to talk to you and the listeners about, is how sometimes you have cross promotion. You can actually figure that out, how that can be good, and how you just need to be aware of it. So, David, did you know that movie was coming out?
I had heard of it. Believe it or not, I actually don't watch much TV. Now and then I do, don't get me wrong, but I usually skip over the commercials. So I'd heard of the movie. You know, people know I do superhero stuff, so they're like, oh, have you heard about this movie? They know I'm into time travel and I'm into superheroes. So I've heard about Hot Tub Time Machine and Kick-Ass, which are, you know, coming out in theaters or out in theaters now. And so both look interesting. I want to see both. And we're advertising right now, so go on down to your local theater and catch a showing of it. But anyways, I wasn't familiar with their actual marketing plan, you know, that, you know, they're not real heroes. I just knew, okay, you know, some people who are tired of crime and they want to stand up and put on a costume and do it. And actually, when I heard the concept of the movie, it reminded me of something that actually is happening in real life. It's called like the Real Life Superhero Project or something like that. Came across it on the web a while ago, which it's regular, everyday people who will put on a superhero costume, go out in public, and try to prevent crime. Now, they are very careful to follow the law, and they call in the police and that kind of stuff, but a costume to protect their identity.
Right.
And there's a website talking about, you know, how to be safe, how to be legal, how to be smart about it. And they have people who will take a picture of themselves in their costume and put it up on the website. It's really cool. So when I heard about this movie, it reminded me of the real-life people who are doing something like this.
Well, maybe, and this is where we can grow with this, is that basically you have two options. You can either, if you start advertising now with a viral video, it's also construed all your work could be tossing toward Kick-Ass, because, you know, people will say, oh, it's all promotion for that movie Kick-Ass, and then you lose some of your team. The other way you can go is just wait until the movie goes down and then say, hey, people have an interest in pretending to be superheroes. Guess what?
Now you can be one.
Yeah.
And Superpowers Unlimited.
See, we're recycling this target. So that's one of the great things that you can use to go and get into that. And I don't know, David, if you had known of the movie, if you had any plans on how to cross-market, or if you were going to attack it directly, or what was your plans when you heard that this movie was coming out basically at the same time that you're trying to release your game at?
Well, I think it's going to work out okay. There's been a few delays. Our products, we're putting more work into it to make it better, like the software that's going to be included with the game. We've been adding a lot to that and just really tweaking and developing and really fine-tuning this game. So I was hoping to get it out by the middle of spring. Now it looks like it's going to be the end of spring, beginning of summer. So by then, you know, this movie will have been in theaters for a while. Their initial ad campaign will kind of be winding down. And we'll be entering the summer blockbusters where, you know, there's always big movies and stuff, and everyone's going out to look up more about different... I don't know, are there any superhero movies coming out this summer? I guess I should look that up. But
as you know, the one with that guy who's in a tin can suit.
Oh, right. How could I forget Iron Man? My goodness. That's right. Definitely going to see that. So it's I'm so glad that Marvel started having better movies again, and then DC started revamping their stuff. Because for a while, you had like okay superhero movies. Some of them were good, some of them weren't. And overall, people were just like, "Eh, whatever. It's superheroes. It's kid stuff. It's hokey or campy or whatever." And then they came out with like Spider-Man, and then Batman Begins, and then Iron Man, and they redid The Incredible Hulk, and all these movies are done much better. And I'm like, yes, they are strengthening the industry that I'm focusing in. It's making us look like quality content, meaningful entertainment that all audiences will want to enjoy, not just kids.
Well, the main
thing
is, if you look at
very stoked about that, and I support what they're doing.
But if you look at the type of people who go to Comic-Con and other things like that, they mm-hmm. become less nerdy and more mainstream individuals. And I don't know how to present that in a way that we can prove it with quantifiable information, but let's just go with it. One of the things that I ran into when I was developing the Ranger tire paint was that mm-hmm. I didn't know if anybody knew that you were able to put paint on tires.
And so yeah, I didn't.
As a result, I was trying to figure out because if you have a product, you have two ways of going. You can either create a push industry where you push it onto the customer, or you have a pull industry where it's pulled onto the customer. Basically, the customer is demanding it, and you just are having it.
Or fulfilling a need, yeah.
Right. So you have one of those two options. The way you handle it is how you go about marketing. So you can either market and say, hey, our product's better than the other one in a pull situation, or you have to basically inform the customer. And the information customer, it's basically you're telling a person about a new product. They have never heard of it before. And as a result, you have to spend a lot more money convincing them that this is something they may need or want.
Right.
With the Ranger tire paint, as you said, not a lot of people knew that was in existence. But we got lucky. There was actually a cross-promotion going on where a push campaign was being done by DuPont. And I mentioned this before, that they were pushing these competing products called Duplicolor Color Hot Paint tire paints. Say that a couple times fast. I don't know how the executive got away with that kind of phrasing, but it sounds cool. And they basically call it the hot paint. And their product is, look, the people in the tire paint industry, we have a very difficult problem. We have to get a thing to bond to an item that is slowly wearing away. So it's very difficult. And there's a couple of other competitors, and we all go about it a different way. DuPont went with one tire paint version that requires you to constantly update it or touch it up. Another competitor that we have, theirs yellows quicker than ours because they use a certain different type of chemical. Ours, it is basically rubber-based. It's not rubber-based. It's basically set up that you can't crack it, otherwise it'll just all peel off. And again, it's all bonding to something that's slowly wearing away, so we all had to come up with different ways. So DuPont came up with one way, and some of our customers, they use the DuPont stuff, and then they email us. In fact, I just got an email today said that they used one of our competitors' product and said, hey, I would like to try yours now. Is it going to work?
Nice.
And so it's kind of nice to see the industry and how that works. But people are aware that there are tire paints because DuPont spent a ton of money trying to create a market. And they did it advertising blitz. They have it in magazines. You can't open a magazine now without seeing it.
Yeah, that's brilliant when it works like that.
And so it actually helped out us because we didn't have to create a push campaign. We knew people wanted the product, so we basically are a pull situation, which is a lot easier to work within because people are aware of your product and they can go out and get it. But it would have been much more difficult if the DuPont thing was perfect if they wouldn't be looking for another product. So that's where I was trying to go with this episode is doing that cross-promotional, being aware of what your competitors are up to. In another episode, we'll do basic business intelligence and business intelligence research that you can go through to figure out what's going on with your competitors. But tonight, we wanted to focus on being aware. Now, David, how did you find out about the Kick-Ass movie? Because I just want to go through that again.
Word of mouth.
And I'll tell you how I did it. Yeah, I got it through word of mouth. I was able to pull it up on most of the movie sites that I watched where they start talking about it a year ago. I just didn't even think it was coming out at the same time you were looking at releasing your Superheroes Unlimited. Or Superpowers Unlimited.
Right, Superpowers Unlimited. You know, that's one thing. I'm glad you brought that up. The name of the game is Superpowers Unlimited. So, I've had people say, you know, it's what Superheroes Unlimited, or it's just super something not limited. They just keep coming up with other versions of it. So I need to really make sure it's very clear in my advertisements, the name of the game. Some people like to abbreviate it, call it SPU or SPOO. So everyone I've talked to is calling it something different. And one person was going to look to the website, and they're like, I can't find it. I was like, well, what were you looking for? I was looking for SPOO.com. I was like, well, someone else owns SPU.com, so it's just SuperpowersUnlimited.com. I was like, oh, okay. And then he found it, no problem. But these are all things that I really need to make sure stands out in all the advertisements so people can remember it accurately when they go later to use it.
What you may want to try and do is figure out some way of breaking it up. So maybe you make it Super Duper Powers Unlimited.
Super Dee Duper. You know,
that way you don't have that immediate tie-in with superhero and superpower because you may be having that as your issue. So if you make it in Super Duper Powers Unlimited, you create that little breakup, Super Duper Powers Unlimited. You create that breakup, and you may be able to just section that off.
I'll
give it a thought.
The suggestion.
I know how those go.
You know, it's interesting though where you have similar names and stuff or other competitors selling a similar product and how this really can work to your advantage, especially if they're a larger company than you. Because a lot of our listeners, I'm guessing, are small business owners or they're just getting started. And we may not have much, if anything, of an advertising budget. I had a friend who wrote a book and was putting up a website and offering other products and DVDs and things like that. And it was a co-authored thing called The Dog Whisperer. Now, most people are familiar with The Dog Whisperer with Cesar Millan, who, you know, is on TV and he's real famous and all that stuff. Well, they are not associated with him. So they had to, like, change the title of the book to The Original Dog Whisperer because they were around before him or something like that. And I asked how many of their sales came from people looking for the other guy. And they said some, but okay, fine. You know, he's doing all the marketing, and some of his customer base is stumbling across their product. And they said it's a very different product. You know, they have different psychology and philosophy about how they train dogs. They're actually kind of upset with some of his methods. And, no, we don't believe you should do that at all. So it becomes their selling point about why they're different than and better than Cesar Millan's strategy. Their titles are very similar, so some people looking for their products are going to stumble across the other guy, some people looking for him are going to find them. So you're going to get this bleed over, but it works for them because they have a very small ad budget, so they're actually getting bang for their buck because there's already demand and interest out there and people looking for information on this stuff.
And that's where you can take advantage of the situation. Again, that push-pull economy of advertising, what you can take advantage of.
Example there, yeah, exactly.
This is amazing. This is such an exciting topic for me.
It's fun stuff. So,
So then the one thing I want to touch on last then, before we go ahead and wrap up, because we don't have a lot more topics to talk about on this one, because it's kind of an obscure thing to think about, is to do exactly what we're talking about here, which is walk through what your overall surroundings are. And that's where we go back to what you were talking about in one of the previous episodes, is you can't work your product inside of a bubble, because you never know what's going on outside of the bubble. You have to always take into account, is someone else developing the same thing? Is someone else doing it better? Is someone else out there making something better than what I'm making here? You need to always be aware of it, because you never know. You never know if someone else is doing the exact same thing. Because if you can get them to advertise first, and this is where it becomes one of those chicken and egg things, if you can have someone else advertise first, then you can ride their coattails. It's time to take it on home. So you've been listening to the Small Business Podcast with David Michaels and Daniel Miller. This week, we talked about competing advertising and using push-pull to your advantage. If you'd like to email us, you can do so by going to emailing us at smallbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. You can subscribe to our podcast by going to smallpod.blogspot.com. And if you'd like to check us out on the Facebook, you can do so by logging into your Facebook account and becoming a fan by searching for
the Small Business Podcast.
Well, as if we didn't announce it enough, but David, what are you selling this week?
You can check it out. You can actually play for free at superpowersunlimited.com.
And if you'd like to buy some of the best damn Ranger paint, you can do so by going to Ranger Tire Paint. Oh, sorry, wrong way. If you'd like to buy the best damn tire paint, you can go to rangerpaint.com and purchase yourself a couple of paint cans. So, until next week, I'm Daniel.
And I'm David.
Have a good week.
And as always, thanks for listening.